Raise your hand if you're from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Good, let's talk about them. Oh, are you?
No.
I said, don't lie. I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I used to be one of the top management trainers for one of the national training firms around the United States. And any time we would have more than 25 people in our seminar, they would give you an assistant. And you may never have met the person. So I walk into Lancaster, Pennsylvania, into the hotel. The assistant looks at me and she goes, I said, what's the matter? You're the trainer? I said, yeah. She said, they're going to be shocked. Now, I got to be really honest with you. I knew what the answer was, but I was going to ask the question anyway. So I said, why are they going to be shocked? You really want to know? I said, yeah, why are they going to be shocked? She said, because you don't look like the regular trainer. I said, I know I'm young. She said, no, you're black. I said, okay, here's what I want you to do. 5 minutes after I start the program, I want you to duck your head in there and see how shocked they look. She said, okay, but I'm telling you, they're going to be shocked. So 5 minutes after the program starts, I see her duck her head in. And then at the first break, and I had them engaged and everything, so at the first break, I go out into the hallway. She attacks me. She says, oh my gosh, you had them. You really had them, and you're still black. Well, then she said the thing that I really think is important here. She said, it was so refreshing. I really do think, I don't know whether that was an insult or not, but I really do think that diversity is refreshing. I mean, if everybody was the same, I'm not just talking about racially and interculturally, if everybody was the same, even in diversity of thought, it'd be boring, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Diversity is refreshing, and diversity equals growth.